is Scott Spears interrupting your regularly scheduled programming here on WGH Talk on New Year's Eve with a special live news broadcast here with something that went down today in Marion that was of great interest to people. Joined in studio by Matt Morgan and Terry Tackett. Guys, so glad to have you along for the ride.
Thank you.
How's it going?
Going very well. How's your New Year's Eve?
Pretty good.
We're here at the station.
I can see that, yeah.
We're here at the station all the time, every night, all day, every day. It's what we do. But you know what? We had a big meeting this morning. Now, here's what's happened in the city of Marion over the last, I guess we'd say at this particular point, what would we say, the last few days? December 19th, City Council passed a pay raise for the law director, the mayor, and the auditor. Now, on December the 28th, Mayor Schertzer vetoed those pay raises for those three. Now, the pay raises for city council and the treasurer were left intact.
And the law director.
No, not the law director.
Oh.
Law director's gone.
Okay.
So, but those will not take effect until 2026.
Okay.
The treasurer and city council. So, the law director, the mayor, and the auditor were all vetoed by Mayor Schertzer on Thursday on December 28th. Now, the reason for this, he said, was dire financial straits for the city. Reason, that's paraphrase. Now, he had been on the show that morning, and the question was, I asked him, are you going to veto these? And he said, I think I'm going to sign them. We did not know what happened that day. There was a lot of speculation on Friday about what happened that day. Correct, Matt?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, guess what? The Republicans, Mrs. Fosnaugh, Mr. Neff, and
Mr. Pollock,
called a special meeting of City Council to try to overturn the mayor's vetoes today at 1 o'clock. You have to have 5 members of City Council to show up to overturn a veto. Five members did show up to have a meeting. 6 members are needed to overturn a veto.
Right.
6 members did not show up at City Council today, so the mayor's veto stands. Now, that's the news.
Mm-hmm.
The mayor's veto will stand. Now, also in attendance today were Mayor Scott Schertzer, Mayor-elect Bill Collins. Now, before we get to any of that, what do you make of what happened today, Terry, as far as the vetoes not being overturned, 5 members of City Council showing up?
Well, I was just astonished by the fact that if the special meeting was called by them, that they wouldn't have ahead of time have known that they didn't have enough support to overturn the vetoes. I mean, I thought that they would have, you know, made sure that they had the support that they needed before they called the meeting.
Matt, what do you think?
You know, honestly, I hadn't even thought of the fact that they should have, like, you know, like, I guess,
I think they were running out of time.
That is fair. But I mean, I'm glad the veto didn't get overturned, though. That, I mean, like, to my understanding, they were having problems meeting the latest payroll, and now they want to give the big raises and whatnot. So So that's good that they didn't get overturned.
Well, we want to tell this story from the city council meeting. Now, the first thing that happened is while the city council meeting was still going on, there was a little contretemps between Mayor-elect Bill Collins and Mayor Scott Schertzer. Now, this is just live audio from the room, so it's going to be a little hard to hear.
This was live from the meeting today, right?
This is live while the meeting's happening. A little contretemps between Bill Collins, Mayor-elect, who will be mayor tomorrow, January 1st, 2024, and outgoing Mayor Scott Schertzer. This happened during the meeting after Mayor Schertzer explained why he vetoed the pay raises. Here we go.
Mayor, did you make a stop by Collins' house right before you came here to get meetings at home? I'm sure Mayor is meeting with Mike Murdoch. And he's very proud of it. You stopped at a Democrat person's house getting to stay home, so we can have this vote. How am I going to get an auditor for $64,000 a year? You say, don't make it about the person, make it about the dollar. You just said, you made it about the person.
I ask that that's insinuational. I ask that you stop with that line of questioning. Thank you. Mr. Mayor, you can give me a vote of your associates.
I talked to 3 council members out of the 9 voting members during this process.
Just answer your question. Did you stop there?
All right.
I will answer the question when the full deal with the auditor's resignation becomes public.
And that was a little bit of a tense moment during the meeting today, as you can hear City Council President Todd Schneider banging the gavel there during that. For people who maybe cannot make that out, because that's live from a meeting, it's just, you know, live audio. Matt, what happened?
So Bill Collins had gotten up and he had said to Mayor Schertzer, he said...
Did you stop at Councilman Mike Thomas, a Democrat?
Did you stop at Mike Thomas's house to get him to stay home? If it's not all politics, why would you stop at a Democrat's house to get him to stay home so he couldn't have the vote?
And Schneider comes in and says that's an insinuation.
Stop that.
Stop that. Mayor Schertzer, and then Bill, but Bill didn't stop. He kept going and said, I think
said the people of Marion would,
people
like,
of Marion would like to know the answer. Yeah. And Mayor Schertzer's response was?
He said that he would answer that question when Bill Collins put the details for the deal with the auditor made him public.
Now, how did you feel about that little contretemps there?
You know, I think the last few city council meetings have been interesting overall, but I think this one was good, and it only lasted, like, 10 minutes?
In those 10 minutes, it was more, I think there was more excitement.
That was an interesting moment. We are joined via telephone here live by 2nd Ward City Councilman Ayers Ratliff, who's on vacation right now, was not able to attend today's meeting, but very glad he's going to join us. Ayers, how you doing?
Doing very well. How are you?
Doing well. Have you gotten any reports from the meeting today?
You know, I haven't talked a whole bunch. I am coming back off of vacation. We will be in, after a while, we're traveling through the hills of Virginia now, so if you lose me, you'll know why.
Well, Ayers, and again, we've explained it to the audience here, 5 members of City Council showed up today. That was enough to have the meeting, but 6 were needed to overturn the veto. Clearly, that did not happen. I think the big story out of the meeting is, number one, the vetoes were not overturned, and number two, that Mayor-elect Collins and Mayor Schertzer got into a little contretemps at the meeting. We had not seen that before, with Mayor Collins accusing Mayor Schertzer of stopping at Mike Thomas's house on the way over to stop him from showing up to vote, and Mayor Schertzer saying he would answer that question as to if he did that when Mayor Collins divulged the deal that he made with the auditor, with the auditor, to put her in her new position. What do you make of all this?
Well, I mean, if Collins is, you know, the word accusing Schertzer of doing that, there's nothing wrong with doing that. But what Schertzer is saying that Collins did, that is potentially an illegal act. So, you know, I mean, if you're scoring points, I would much, much rather show up at somebody's house and either ask them not to come or to vote no than I would to have a quid pro quo and try to intimidate a public official.
You know, Ayers, this is becoming an issue. We're going to play an interview I did with Mayor Schertzer following the meeting. I've talked with Mayor Schertzer about this and other city council members about this deal, and again, I'm putting that in air quotes for people listening on the radio.
Sure.
That led to Miranda McGinnis resigning her position as auditor January the 5th and taking a job in the transit department. There's also some insinuation now that I believe the mayor said there's some speculation that she's retaining legal counsel. We can't confirm that.
Right, I have heard that as well.
Now, what have you heard, and again, this is just hearsay, as far as her retaining legal counsel, do we know why or what or anything at this point?
You know, I probably shouldn't comment at all, and I'm going to preface this with the fact that I don't know any of this firsthand, so anything that I am telling you I have heard, you know, third, fourth, and fifth hand, is that she feels that she was intimidated, and she feels that she... was in turn threatened, and that she has second thoughts on if she wants to resign or not, and that she has retained legal counsel and is thinking about possibly withdrawing her intent to resign.
Now, and again, this is all second or third hand, so we're intimidated or threatened by, bullied,
yes.
Or by...
So again, I am not saying...
Well,
I'm not saying that this is factual. I'm from what I have heard, and you have played the telephone game when you were a kid, and sometimes what you hear second, third, fourth, fifth hand is not completely accurate, but that is what I am hearing and the rumors that are swirling around City Hall.
But before we move away from that, because we don't want to deal in a whole lot of speculation here, but that would be from Mayor-elect Collins. Is that the speculatory idea? Because this
that is my understanding.
Okay.
And again, I'm not saying he did. I'm not saying that he didn't. I have no idea. I was not in the room when any deal or supposed deal took place.
Now, that being said, Ayers, for people who don't understand, because we've been talking about this for a long time, nobody knows exactly what went on between McGinnis and Collins. That being said, why is this a big deal? What is the illegality of this?
Well, one, it would be illegal to go in and tell an elected official that you were going to either have them resign or remove them by force. It would also say that they would look at potential charges if they stayed in office for misfeasance, malfeasance, or nonfeasance in office. It would also be illegal to go in and say that they would see to it that their bond was revoked and that they wouldn't be bondable and would not be able to hold the office. It would also be illegal to go in and say, if you resign after the start of the year and I get to name your replacement, then I will provide you with a different job within the city.
Now, Ayers,
if any of those five things happened, any of those would be illegal.
Now, Ayers, would these be civilly illegal or criminally illegal? Do we know at this point?
I am not an attorney, but they would, in my opinion, they would be criminally illegal. And you have to also keep in context that the person that could have done this is the former police chief, would have been the current chief deputy sheriff, and the mayor-elect.
That being said, Ayers, because we haven't played the interview with the mayor yet, but just to give people a little preview, I asked him about this. Should people of Marion know what this deal was? He said yes, but is anybody going to ask? You are going to be a member of this new city council. Do you want to get to the bottom of this? Do you want to know what happened there?
Absolutely. It was two, three meetings ago when I first started hearing about it, and I asked about it at that particular meeting. It was reported in, I believe, Crawford County Now that she reported to that paper that she was going to have that job. It was in her letter of resignation that she said she had accepted another position with the city to help with the transition. She also called the current head of the transit department the day after that she turned her intent to resign in and said that she was going to be taking over on January 1st and asked if she could come into that office and train to learn that new job. So if you add all those things together, it will be very hard for me to think that she is not going to be your transit director, and with all these things transpiring before January 1st, if she's a transit director in the first part of January, you know all this transpired before anybody took off.
All that being said, and I want to get to these pay raises today, if any of that turns out to be true, any of those things that you said would be criminally illegal, if we find out that any of that happened, what should Mayor Collins do at this point?
I don't know what he should do. I know he shouldn't have done some of the things that he's already done. I don't know how far that this deal took place. I don't know how deep down that it gets. I don't know what other people in her office have been promised. I would assume that your deputy director, Martin Watts, has been promised something. And I think the internal auditor has also been promised something as well. Now, again, I don't know that to be factual. I'm saying I believe and I think by looking at the totality of the way things have transpired that has been what has happened.
If it was anybody coming in as mayor of Marion, should they be in that position if they have done these things?
The people elected him, so I would never say that he shouldn't be there. I mean, he hasn't even officially taken office yet. But, you know, if any charge were to ever come to fruition, that would be between him and the people and the court system. It wouldn't be up for me to say.
Now, where would do we know where the charges would come from?
I would assume if they are felonies, it would come from the prosecutor's office. And I'm assuming that you would have to have a special prosecutor for that.
It's going to be fascinating to see what happens, because I assume a lot of this is contingent upon him taking office, which will happen tomorrow.
Yes, I mean, there's no doubt he will be sworn in tomorrow.
Now, all that being said, Ayers, the whole thing with the pay raises, Mayor Schertzer was on the program last Thursday morning. He said he felt he was going to sign them. It looked as if he was. 3:30 that afternoon, he sent out the vetoes, vetoing all three pay raises, said the city is in financially bad place at this point. So the overturning of the veto comes today. They didn't have the votes to do it. You voted for the pay raises, I believe. What do you make of the veto of Mayor Schertzer?
You know, it's not up for me to veto or not. That's up to the power of the executive office. And, you know, I have served with Scott Schertzer long enough to know that he thinks about things. He's very methodical with the, you know, with what he does and how that he does it. And I, you know, I completely believe that he thinks it's the right thing to do.
Now, that being said, Ayers, if you had been there today, would you have voted to overturn the veto?
It would have been very hard for me to vote against Mayor Schertzer because of what transpired between that and today, which is another $200,000+ of IRS penalties that we know that we now have, which you've heard me say all along, we would be having them. And, you know, according to other council members and the current auditor, they've always said that we're not going to have more. And it's, you know, the only thing that's sad for me that to serve in a city that doesn't have a bond rating and to serve in a city that has not had an audit in 3 years, to serve in a city that our books are over $1 million out of balance, that the only thing that a majority of city council has really taken upon themselves to really dig down deep and act upon is giving people raises.
It's a very interesting point.
And it's just, you know, and it's sad for a person that has been in the minority of city council for the last 4 years that has tried to sound the alarms that the city's financial situation is not good, that our books are in disarray, and for city council to virtually have not cared for 4 years, but then the minute that some raises do not go through, they just completely throw into, you know, high gear and take immediate action. It, you know, I don't understand what strikes some people's fancy and what doesn't, because 4 years ago, the almost exact same thing happened, and city council did not have enough votes for Mayor Schertzer's raise. And not one Republican said one thing about it.
You know what's very interesting? Go ahead.
You know, and so, you know, we passed a $5,100 pay raise for the mayor's office 4 years ago. And it received, I want to say, 5 votes. And one of the people who had proposed it didn't even vote for it in the end because of the political pressure that she was feeling, and that was the current Fifth Ward councilman at that time, which was Leslie Cunningham. And so, you know, the Republicans' machine was working behind the scenes to make sure that Mayor Schertzer did not receive any raise at all, and that same Republican machine is now working to try to get the current Republican mayor like a $20,000 raise instead of a $5,100. And, you know, I'm okay with the mayor making more, but I completely agree with the sentiments that he should, too. You know, I think there are thoughts on both sides.
Ayers, a question here, because it was brought up today during this meeting, that this pay raise was really about a person. It wasn't about the position of mayor. It was about a person, Bill Collins. Is that what this was all about?
you know, of the three raises that were on there, you knew exactly who was going to be getting it. The auditor's office, you know, nobody can really say that's about a person, because, you know, heck, we don't even know if Miranda McGinnis is resigning or not, or who that her replacement is. You know, because, you know, they haven't disclosed the deal that they did up on the third floor in a private meeting in City Hall. So, you know, so nobody can say that was about a person. That was truly about a job. And it's hard when you don't know if Miranda's going to be the person or not, because the performance in that office should probably get a pay reduction instead of a pay increase.
Well, Bill Collins did say in the meeting today, how am I supposed to get an auditor for $64,000? What would be your answer
to
him?
Well, I got an email from him within the last week that says that he found somebody. So I don't know, you know, I don't know how that he's saying that. It was somebody that had banking experience for 30 years. So I'm not sure, you know, I don't know that, you know.
So he sent an email to counsel saying that he had found somebody, but today in this meeting, and I don't think I'm wrong in this, recounting this, he said, the quote came out, how am I supposed to get an auditor for $64,000?
Yeah, I don't know, because I wasn't at today's meeting. You know, I had told him 2 weeks ago I was going to be on vacation between Christmas and New Year's.
Now, I'm getting a lot of nodding heads in the studio of people who were there today that was the quote. So, okay, all that being said, Ayers, because of where we are now, with 5 days, we've got less than 24 hours, Bill Collins will be sworn in as mayor, and then in 5 days, Miranda McGinnis is supposed to go, but we don't know if that's going to happen right now because of this deal. How soon should Bill Collins tell us what happened? And if he does not tell us what happened, should a special prosecutor be brought into this? Because in 5 days, the whole financial state of this city is dealing with the auditor right now. And that apparently is up in the air in 5 days at this point.
Well, one thing that we know for sure, that if Bill Collins gets to replace the current auditor, or if he has messed this up that she stays in that office, he owns that office. He owns the mayor's office, and he owns the auditor's office starting tomorrow. And his party owns 8 of the 9 members of council. So the Republican office holders, which was Robert Landon, and then when he couldn't cut the mustard and quit, they appointed Miranda McGinnis. The Republican office holders messed that office up. Because the year before that they took office, we got an award from the state of Ohio for fiscal excellency. So now that they have a Republican mayor, he gets to handpick the Republican auditor, and they have 8 of the 9 members of council. They messed it up. They can fix it.
Well, did Bill say who he had found for auditor, or just that he found somebody?
He did not. He referred to her as a she, so I'm assuming that it's a woman.
It's a woman. Okay. Well, you know, here, and Ayers, how long should Bill, how long should Bill go before he lets us know what happened with this deal? How long can that hang over the city of Marion at this point?
He should have already done it.
We'll find out. Ayers, thank you so much. I know you're on vacation.
Anytime.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Ayers Ratliff, Second Ward City Councilman. Well, now there's a whole new fold. Apparently, we now know why Miranda. It's all speculatory at this point, but why Miranda McGinnis might have counsel.
Sheds a little more light on it now, maybe.
What do you think?
Boy,
well, for somebody just tuning in, explain what, and it's a paraphrase. We learned today that Miranda McGinnis, the city auditor, may have retained financial
or
counsel,
legal counsel.
Excuse me. And we didn't know why. Well, now we may know why, and the reason is
now the speculation is that she seemed that she was threatened, maybe,
or bullied,
and intimidated,
and she might not be leaving her position now. We don't know.
She could rescind her resignation.
New mayor tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, he basically hit the thing on the head, you know.
Listen, this was an interview I did with Mayor Schertzer moments after the meeting. We're going to ruminate on what we just heard and come back with more here on this special broadcast on New Year's Eve, 2023. What a New Year it's going to be. Here's Mayor Schertzer.
Scott Spears here at City Hall, New Year's Eve. A special meeting was called today to overturn the mayor's vetoes of the law director's salary increase, mayor's salary increase, and auditor's salary increase, which were vetoed on Thursday. Mayor, I have to ask you, the vetoes were not overturned today. A quorum of council members were here today, five members, six members to overturn a veto. How do you feel about this?
Well, the process, that's how it's supposed to work. I've been through vetoes before. I've had overriding, council has overridden previous vetoes that I've done, referring specifically to the Aquatic Center. But I was just happy to see the process take place the way it's supposed to take place. And there was lobbying going on both sides. Clearly, those that lobbied to not override the veto have won out in this situation. I stated here in the meeting that I've only spoken to three council members, and they're the same three council members that I often have had dialogue with in my tenure as mayor. I often speak to the president pro tem, which was Jason Schauber. I speak to the minority leader, which is either, and it kind of interchanging, but it could be Ayers Ratliff or Mike Thomas, depending upon the situation. So those are the three council members that I had dialogue with. The rest of them, the other one that didn't show up, apparently, I've had no dialogue at all with him, and I think that's Joshua Feliciano, and I've not spoken to any of the other council members. None of them called me.
Mayor, a question I've been asked most since Thursday morning, you were on with me. Main conversation of that, main topic of that conversation were the vetoes. You said Thursday morning that most likely you would sign those at 3:30 that afternoon. You vetoed those. What happened during the course of that afternoon?
I think what happened was, as I stated in my public remarks here in this council meeting, is I took into consideration everybody that I had spoken to. I took into consideration the conversation that we had. I took into consideration all of the factors that come into play with a decision like this to decide to execute a veto. The veto is something that should be used sparingly in government, and obviously I've used a pocket veto more often than I've used a traditional veto. This may have only been the second time in my 16 years that I used this type of veto. But I thought it was very important because of the financial standing of the city and the unknown factors that come into play. What I did not know when I sat with you mid last week, is that another $225,000 bill, essentially, or penalties and fees, were coming from the IRS. We found that out on Friday. Now, we knew they were coming. We just didn't think that they would come in this calendar year. So in the first quarter of 2024, this council and the next administration is going to have to shell out another $225,000 in penalties and fines to the IRS. And we know that more are coming, and those are likely to come in 2024. So we're heading towards $1 million in penalties and fines in the IRS because of the sheer incompetency of the Marion City Auditor's Office. And that's unfortunate. And there I stated also publicly, in good conscience, I could not give that position a $15,000 pay increase because of what I have experienced the past 4 years. And many of these council members have experienced the same thing. But a lot of them have been just somebody who wanted to put their head in the sand and ignore what's going on in the auditor's office. The crows are coming home to roost in the auditor's office. I hope they hold both the former auditor Landon and the current auditor McGinnis accountable for their actions.
I have to ask you about a moment that transpired in this very short meeting. You said you've gotten along with Mayor-elect Collins. Today, he made an accusation that you were playing politics, that you stopped at Councilman Thomas's house before you came here. And what do you say to that accusation?
Look, I also know that he was calling council members to get them to override the veto. So it works both ways. You throw out an accusation like that when he was actually doing the same thing. And you know what? That's fine. That's how the process is supposed to work. My goodness gracious. This is not personal by any stretch of the imagination. You are supposed to give a raise to the position, not the person. I'm sorry he feels that way. He's getting a $5,100 pay increase tomorrow. Most Marionites would love $5,100 on January 1st. And so that's just the way the process works, and I'm glad that we all follow the process in the way it says in the Ohio Constitution for statutory cities, our own codified ordinances. Follow the process.
Two more quick questions. When that exchange was going on, as you sat down, you said you would answer his question when he revealed what happened, paraphrase, when he revealed what happened with the deal, I think he used the term deal, between he and the auditor for her to move to the transportation department. I've asked you this before. Do you think that should be looked into? Do you think the city of Marion deserves an answer in that situation?
I absolutely do think the city of Marion deserves an answer because that deal is getting shadier and shadier all the time. Allegedly, the auditor has now retained legal counsel for her protection. I was not aware of that when we spoke last week. So I'm very concerned about a quid pro quo deal that might have taken place. I sat in the mayor's conference room on December the 4th, I think, if that's the first Monday of the month, when it was revealed to me that a deal was made between the incoming mayor and the current auditor for her resignation. So because the auditor is an independent and won as an independent in this last election, the Ohio Revised Code has changed, and that means the mayor appoints the independent auditor if she were to resign, and that is the situation that we're in right now.
So you think at this point there might be more here than we're aware of?
I think we should have full disclosure of the whole situation. I think only the auditor and Mayor-elect Collins and possibly Law Director Russell, who told me that he was present at the time that this deal was made.
Final question. Here we are, your last day, 16 years in office. You're sitting at City Hall. A vote was taken to override your veto, or a vote was supposed to take place to override your veto. In your veto, as you said, the city is in dire financial straits. How does this feel? Last day, knowing where the city of Marion is headed, and where do you feel it's headed?
Well, look, I've been ringing the bell, sounding the alarm on the financial accountability of the city of Marion for 4 years now, and it's almost as if that most of the council was not listening. Now, I will also say, which I have said before, there are at least, in the past 4 years, at least four council members who have also been ringing the alarm, and then we've had council members claim that those council members that are sounding the alarm are only doing it because they want to run for that office. Again, I want to remind everybody, there was an election for Marion Municipal Auditor this year, and only one person ran. None of the council members sounding the alarm the past 4 years wanted to run for that position. I'm not sure who would want the position after Landon and McGinnis have mucked things up so much. I just hope that whomever comes in next has an attention to detail, because that's what that office sorely needs, and also has the ability to want to learn to do that job. That is a very unique position, Marion Municipal Auditor. You have to have certain skills. You have to have the right demeanor and temperament to hold public office, and that one has a higher level. There has been talk about going to a charter city. I would welcome a vote on a charter city to make more qualifications for the chief fiscal officer of the city of Marion. So there's a lot at play here. I'm sure we'll see a lot of things take place next year, and we'll just all have to sit back, because in about 11 hours, I'm just going to be Joe Citizen who pays his taxes and wants to see the Marion Municipal Government be as fiscally responsible as I tried to make it to be, like I did today.
Final question, just a yes, no here. If you want to extemporate, you can. Knowing what you know now about the auditor deal with Mayor Collins, Mayor-elect Collins, still for a few more hours, knowing what you know about what happened at the meeting today, the accusations that came about, these pay raises, is the city in good hands with Mayor-elect Collins?
Yeah, I do. I think so. And I've said this before. I think Mayor-elect Collins certainly has the skills and the ability to govern the city. I know he's bringing in a very competent safety service director in Tom Robbins. Tom Robbins has worked in my administration for 12 years, a wonderful human being. And because you surround yourself with good people, I think that the Collins administration will do fine. Now, look, the bumps are going to be in the road, and the bumps are still going to come out of the auditor's office, and Mayor-elect Collins will have to deal with those bumps in the road, but I'm sure he has the ability and the skills to overcome those and get the city back on track.
Mayor Scott Schertzer, you've always been a pal to me coming on all these years, and I certainly, go ahead, throw it in there, quick.
Somebody had asked me, if the auditor takes this new position in the transit department, does she become an at-will employee?
Yes. Yes.
Well, we their thinking was that if she took that job, that would give them, they could fire her more easily.
Wilson, those are all speculative, and certainly those are questions that should be asked and answered by those that were at the table that cut the deal with Auditor McGinnis to tender her resignation on January the 5th. Again, the idea that she may have retained legal counsel, I have not independently verified that from her, but once you hear it over and over from people, there may be some truth to that. I hope she doesn't have to do that for her sake. And again, let me just restate, as a person, I think Auditor McGinnis is a wonderful person. She's just not cut out to be a mayor and municipal auditor.
Mayor, as I said, you've been great to me over the years. I certainly appreciate your time, and whether or not we've always been on the same page on things, you've always given me the time, so I certainly appreciate it. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you very much.
Happy New Year.
Hey, what's the bond rating?
All right, Mayor Scott Schertzer at Marion City Council today, the special meeting that was held to try to overturn his vetoes, which did not successfully take place. All right, Matt Terry, what do you make of what the mayor had to say?
I mean, basically, the mayor just kind of summed up the whole thing right there with that interview, is that, you know, you can't, you don't know 100% for sure, but it sounds like a lot more evidence is leaning towards the fact that there was a deal cut.
Matt?
I mean, yeah, so, like, I mean, like he said, there's a whole lot of evidence leaning towards the fact that there was a deal cut. I don't know how you can say that there wasn't one at this point. I don't think that, I mean, there were, but I also don't know how you could say it was, how it's illegal, because if Mark Russell was there, the law director, I don't know. I mean, I feel like if he was there, that he probably gave the legal advice.
Well, but how do you know if the auditor felt intimidated or bullied?
I don't know. I don't know that I do.
Well, we don't know either. And
so I don't know. See, it's just a whole. It's all everything speculation, and that's what's so.
Well, what isn't speculation though is that the auditor is supposed to resign on the 5th, and we know if that will happen. What isn't speculation is that the pay raises have been vetoed. What isn't speculation is that there's a lot of things right now that should be asked. At least, what isn't speculation is that if nothing happened between the auditor and the law director and Bill Collins, why will none of them tell us what happened? They've had since December the 4th to do that.
Well, I mean, I guess I've necessarily not said nothing happened, but I mean, if nothing happened, I mean, that there's not much to tell.
Well, apparently there's questions people have.
I mean, I said, it seems to me that there has been a deal cut. I don't think that you could say there hasn't been, but, like, if they were going to say that there hasn't been one, I mean, like, there's not much to say if that's how they wanted to play it off.
Just because the law director was present, I don't think means nothing went on. The law director, at that, Bill Collins is still a private citizen on December the 4th. He's not Bill Collins' personal counsel.
Right. He hasn't assumed his new position yet, you know, so he's...
But if he was there and there was a deal made, you would think that Mark Russell would have been like, this isn't allowed or this is allowed.
I don't think that's how that works.
I mean...
I think he's a witness.
I mean, he's a witness, but I mean...
Well, but we're going to talk more about this, but Mary Ellen Withrow, 40th Treasurer of the United States, was also at the meeting today.
Yeah.
And let's hear from Mary Ellen.
Scott Spears here at City Hall, New Year's Eve 2023, and we've just witnessed a special meeting that was called by Marion City Council to overturn Mayor Scott Schertzer's veto for the pay raises of law director, mayor, and auditor. Those vetoes were not overturned. Five council members showed up, so the meeting did happen. Very short meeting, maybe 11 minutes, but you need six votes to overturn a veto. That did not happen. We've spoken with Mayor Scott Schertzer, but luckily today, nobody better to have somebody who knows something about money, that's for sure, in public office. 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow. Mary Ellen, after viewing this meeting, what were your thoughts on it?
Well, it was certainly an interesting meeting, and my thoughts were everybody was explaining why they did. I mean, the mayor gave an excellent explanation, I thought.
Do you think the mayor was right to veto these pay raises with the financial situation the city's in?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The mayor said several times that these pay raises were personal, not about the job. They were more about the person than the job. Do you feel that could be the case here?
I think so, yes.
There was a little contretemps in the meeting. Mayor-elect Collins made an accusation about Mayor Schertzer that he had stopped at a councilman's house to get him not to come today. Then Mayor Schertzer wanted to know about the deal between the auditor and Mayor-elect Collins. What do you make of that little contretemps that happened there?
Well, it's just it's a normal thing to do, really. That's normal for both sides.
You are a resident of the city of Marion at this point and have been around a long time and certainly in public office. Would you like to know what deal went down between the auditor and Mayor-elect Collins that sent her to the transit department?
Oh, yes, I certainly would. I think everybody should know.
Do you think there might be more to that than what we know?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You have always believed in transparency in government. Do you think we're getting it at this point?
No, I don't think we are. I certainly hope things will open up here a little bit.
I want to talk about these fines in general very quickly. The fines are piling up here in Marion from the IRS, from Auditor McGinnis, and even hangovers from Auditor Landon. You have dealt with money on the local, state, and national level, did it for many years. Why is there such a problem in Marion? Two auditors resign in 4 years, IRS penalties, bond rating disappears. What's so hard about this?
Well, it's the fact that people were elected that shouldn't have been elected. I think everyone should pay attention to who they're voting for because it is so important. We just need to look back and see what happened and see what's happening now to realize that we need to pay attention.
Everybody's new in a position. You were elected to your positions. You found out how to do it, and do it well, obviously. Why is it such a problem here with the last two auditors?
Well, the fact that they did not ask for opinions from the people in charge, that is so important. I said I called the Attorney General, I don't know how many times, to double-check something when I was even county treasurer. And they were not checking with anything. They were trying to keep things from people in charge, which is a terrible thing to do, and then making excuses that were they were bad excuses, because you can always get a hold of people when you want to.
And we should make note here, because history is important, I think. When you came into the office of treasurer, I believe, of the state, there was an issue going on there, and national treasurer. They needed to get the person's name off the money because there was a problem there. So people have come into positions where bad things were going on. You did,
yes,
but yet you didn't continue to do bad things, but that seems to be the case here in Marion for some reason.
Yes, I followed an embezzlement of over $1 million in the state treasurer's office, and then I followed the person that was treasurer before me, U.S. treasurer, went to prison because she wasn't paying her taxes, which is pretty ridiculous. And so, you know, there's all sorts of things to go on, but it's like I said, you need to follow the law because that's the only way to be in office.
Final word here on New Year's Eve 2023. Are you confident right now in the city of Marion's finances and the people overseeing those finances as of December 31st?
We'll have to see what happens.
Do you have any New Year's resolutions for 2024? An easy question to end on.
No, I don't. I don't make any resolutions.
Mary Ellen, it's always a pleasure to be with you. So glad you could come today. Yeah. What a pleasure.
Yes.
Nobody better to have here. 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow.
Mary Ellen Withrow at today's special council meeting. Well, I'll tell you, Matt Morgan and Terry Deckett were also at that special council meeting, and they joined me in studio. We've had Ayers Ratliff, Second Ward City Councilman, on live via his vacation. We have had Mayor Scott Schertzer on today via the special council meeting. We have had Mary Ellen Withrow on, and there is a lot to talk about before we wrap up this program on this New Year's Eve. Matt, kind of recap what happened today, and more stuff flying off the edges now.
Oh, there's we learned loads of stuff about, well, I don't know how much we learned, but we've learned a lot of speculatives on the auditor situation, but we also learned that the vetoes did not get passed, so the raises were shot down. And so in the meeting, the city council meeting, Mayor-elect Bill Collins accused
Mayor Schertzer, and he admitted he was lobbying for votes, but he said Bill Collins was too.
Yeah, which is what you do. That's how it works. And then Mayor Schertzer said, "I'll give you that answer when you tell the full details of the deal with the auditor."
Little contretemps during the live meeting today. But when it comes to these pay raises, basically, if you want to know if the mayor's vetoes were overturned, they were not, because only 5 members showed up, and we're not even sure how they would have voted, to be honest with you, and you need 6 to overturn the mayor's veto. And Ayers said he did not think he would have overturned it had he been there.
Right. He said he would have supported Mayor Schertzer.
So, Terry, what do you make of this whole day? Now, we thought it was all going to be about pay raises and vetoes. Now, it's turned into much more.
Like Matt said, we've learned a lot of speculatives today. We learned, that... one of the big speculations was is that the former auditor now has retained legal counsel. It's a speculation.
We don't know that for sure.
Yeah.
But the reason we're speculating that she has retained legal counsel, as told to us by Ayers Ratliff, is that she feels she may have been bullied or intimidated out of this position, and we don't know now that she's leaving the position because of that.
She could rescind the resignation of the special meeting that took place on the third floor.
This is more complicated than Chinese algebra.
Not from Ayers Ratliff. It's like the telephone.
But he told us.
Yeah. So he told us, but
we don't know who told
him.
Second,
but the mayor's hearing this too.
Information.
Mayor said he'd heard that she'd retain counsel as well.
No, being intimidated and.
Oh, that we don't know.
Yeah.
But that's what Ayers said. I'm just want to make sure that I did not say that.
Speculation,
It's not factual.
No, all speculation.
But Ayers said that.
Yes.
Yeah. But I just want to make sure. I didn't say it.
Yeah.
You didn't say it. You didn't say it.
I didn't say it. Yeah.
That's all we're saying.
Yeah. We didn't say it.
Didn't start at Ayers, though.
No, I don't think it started at Ayers. Okay. We don't know where it started.
Yeah. Right.
But apparently it's around.
I mean, it is, yeah. I think that's, I think that's no good to have a rumor like that going around about,
on the eve of being sworn in as mayor.
I feel like that's not a thing you want going on.
So what is the story of today? I mean, we certainly have to say that the vetoes were not overturned, but what's the headline? Because certainly this story is not stopping.
The headline is that a special meeting was called, and there wasn't enough people to support the reason for the special meeting to be called.
You think that's the headline on it today, Matt?
In my opinion.
I think the headline for today has got to be the contretemps at City Hall.
Between the mayors.
Between the incoming and outgoing mayors.
Which, who do you think got the best of that?
I'm going to have to say Scott Schertzer probably got the best of that.
Was that a smart move? What does this say about Bill Collins, his demeanor and behavior today in that meeting? You saw it. What do you make of it?
I think that in order to be a politician, you probably got to be more level-headed than that, because I think that people are going to criticize everything you do. You can't make everybody happy with any decision you ever make, so you're going to have to deal with some criticism in the position. That's just kind of how it works.
Totally agree. Yeah, I just don't know if that was the proper thing to say at that time.
What do you feel his demeanor was?
I don't know if angry. I mean, to me, it seemed like he was very angry, very...
Well, what we do know is there will be no pay raises for the mayor, the auditor, or the law director.
Mm-hmm.
Now, city council, treasurer, yes, but 2026 is what we think.
Yeah.
Other than that, Mayor Schertz is on his way out. Mayor Collins is on his way in. And the auditor, we don't know.
It's an exciting time.
Yeah.
That's why you have to tune into this station. You got to be on here Tuesday. I'll be back Tuesday morning live. And if anything happens tomorrow, I'm sure we will be back with you as the world turns here on WGH Radio, the only place where you can get news like this in Marion at this point.
Absolutely.
Well, Happy New Year's, guys.
Happy New Year.
We thank the audience for joining us all throughout this year, and stick with us because we are going to be on top of all these stories all year round. And what's the end result going to be? We have no idea, but we'll be there to see it through to the end, the bitter end.
What a time.
For Matt Morgan, Terry Tackett, this is Scott Spears saying have a Happy New Year from all of us at WGH.
Happy New Year.
Be safe. This was a special news broadcast concerning Mayor Scott Schertzer's vetoes of the city pay raises, which were not overturned, let me repeat, not overturned today by City Council. All right, for this New Year's Eve, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
This is Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, streaming live on the internet at www.www.com.